Okay, so let's talk about the first omen, its ending, and where we possibly could go from here. So we already have an ending explained for the first omen. If you want to go check out that video, go check it out. Really would appreciate you go also to subscribe to the channel and also hitting that notification bell. CinemaCon week is this week, and we will be breaking down all of the news, all of the trailers, all of the first looks that come out. So you don't want to miss it. Make sure you subscribe. Also, we are funding our own short horror film on Seed and Spark. Go check it out in the description. But let's get into the ending of the first omen. So pretty much what we found out at the end is that Margaret, who is played by Tiger Free, was actually the mother of Damien. It is not a jackal, as the original says. The jackal is actually the father. Now, one thing that we also see in this film is that they try to kill Nell Tiger's character of Margaret. So this faction of the church that made this happen pretty much said, hey, we just need you to be the vessel for this child. After that, we don't need you. What happened, though, is that Nell was not just only pregnant with Damien. She was pregnant with another baby, twins. One was a boy, one was a girl. The boy, of course, being Damien, and the girl was just left there. And we saw that there was another girl that they also had just in case maybe Margaret wasn't going to be able to birth the Antichrist. And that was Carlita, who Margaret had grown attached to. By the end of the film, the church leaves them all to die in this burning wreckage, but they are able to survive. And we see as they are now living a peaceful life in the snowy mountains, it seems. Now the baby that Margaret had is 5 years old, and so of course Damien is 5 years old now, and that means that Damien's about to start acting pretty bad. As we remember in the 1976 film, that's when Damien started to showcase that they were pretty much evil. At the end of the film, we have Father Brennan come to tell Margaret, hey, the church is onto you. They know you're alive. They want to take you and your daughter out and Carlita because they don't want any loose ends. And Margaret is just there like, I'll be ready for them. Father Brennan also tells them that the son is named Damien, and that's how it ends. So Father Brennan's fate, we do know that in the original film, he tries to warn Thorns about the whole thing that this child is the Antichrist that they have, and that's not really the child that they think it is, because the Thorns had been lied to by the church that their son had actually died when they gave birth, but they actually killed the son because they wanted to pretty much put Damien into their life so Damien could grow rich and into the world of politics, so that their whole way into becoming the Antichrist would be a lot easier and they'd be able to rule over the world. So that's pretty much what the church wants. Now, at the end of the film, now that Margaret knows this and Father Brennan is pretty much trying to stop the Antichrist, where do we go from here? So this is a very interesting predicament they're put into, right? Because the next possible step is to remake The Omen 1976. But I don't think they want to do that because they already showcased Thorne and these actors that were these characters. So I don't think that they're going to try and remake anything of 1976. I think the next step is to skip over that one. So you would go the first Omen 2024, then you watch The Omen 1976, and from there you go to the next one, is where I think Arkasha Stevenson, if they decide to direct the next one, would start. And so you would have The Omen 2. I don't know if they'll call it that or what, but it would be a movie in which, spoilers ahead if you haven't watched The Omen, because I don't know why you wouldn't watch it yet, but if you haven't watched it, I'm going to talk spoilers about that film. So make sure if you don't want spoilers, you skip over, maybe put the time right here you should skip to. After the events of The Omen 1976, in which we saw the Thorns be picked off by Damien and his followers, we will see where this movie now is going to take place many a couple of years after The Omen 1976, with Damien being a little bit older, maybe a teenager, and we see that Margaret is on the run with Carlita and her daughter and trying to evade everything that the church is doing. At the same time, they're trying to stop Damien while they're trying to evade the evil church. And so we have this whole thing of a film that can feel like a horror thriller, and where you have Margaret, Carlita, and her daughter as well, just trying to survive the church and at the same time stop Damien. Maybe the child that Margaret had, the daughter, is able to have this power where she's able to communicate with Damien, or is able to be the one that stops Damien. And we see that sort of start to become a thing, and the church knows it as well, and that's why they want to put an end to all of this. So Arkasha Stevenson actually talked about what exactly could be happening, and I think that this makes it a very interesting thing of what they say. So when asked about what could possibly be happening next, this is what Arkasha Stevenson said. What I love about the Omen universe is that there's just so much material to tap into. We are dealing with the human heart, heaven, hell, and what we perceive as good and evil, and the roads that lead us to hell. So while I think the purpose of this film was to answer a big question, where did Damien come from? For me, it might have answered that, but a whole new can of questions have popped open.
open. And they go on to say, I think that there's so much leeway to either move in different directions, even continue to go back in time, or to move forward and follow Margaret and the girls. I'm very happy to flow in either direction. I love this world. And so I think it's interesting to hear this, that they are pretty much on board to make whatever it takes. And that could also mean going back before the First Omen, which I think would be an interesting segment as well, where we could actually see the beginnings of this evil church faction and how it came to be and why, because they've been actually doing this for years now. We see that Margaret was the child from 1950, so they had already been starting to plan this even before the time right now. And so we could see what exactly was that turning point. I think that would make an interesting film as well, to see all of that, a prequel to the First Omen of why the church did it. As we know, they wanted people to turn back to the church, but what exactly was that moment in which they said the light switched and they said, let's bring forth the Antichrist? Like, how did they come to even know how to do all of this? I think that would make another interesting film as well. So they could either go with that first one, where I say that Margaret and the girls are trying to take out Damien, and Damien knows what he is and is also trying to stop them alongside the church faction, or they could just go back in time. As Arkasha says, you can go forward or you can go backward, in which we see why that evil church faction even happened. How did they find out about the Antichrist? How to be able to bring forth the Antichrist? All of that. I think that would also make an interesting film as well. But let me know what you think. What would you like to see the First Omen do? Would you like to see it go back in time more, or skip forward to the events after the First Omen, to skip over to the events of the Omen 1976, in which Damien might be like a teenager and you see Margaret and the girls trying to take him down and the church trying to take them down, and like it's a whole thing? Or do you want to go back in time and see why all of this happened? Let me know. But anyways, very, very awesome to talk about all this stuff. I'm very curious to know your thoughts and opinions. CinemaCon is this week, so make sure you're subscribed to the channel and hit the notification bell so you don't miss out on anything. We'll be discussing all the new movie news, trailers, and all of that, as well as the Maxine trailer, which is probably out by the time you're watching this. So go check out our reaction and thoughts on that. And as always, I'll see all of you next time. We are still funding our short horror film on Seed and Spark. Check it out in the description down below. And also 30,000 subscribers, less than 2,000 to go. Super excited about that. I'll see you next time. Stay safe, stay positive, y'all.